Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, took to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way.
Jay Garvin's here. Welcome to the last show of 2025 here in the KRDO studio with yours truly, Jay Garvin's. You've tuned into the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And out of the 14 years that my radio producer, Matt McKinley, and I have been on the air, I have appreciated every single one of you through 700 plus shows. The favorite time of the year for me is Christmas. We have just celebrated Jesus Christ's birth. We've opened the presidents and the chaos has subsided. So you can call me directly at 719-330-1457. This is going to be the funnest show that you have tuned into, the most fun podcast you've tuned into, because I have proof by all the punny Christmas jokes that I'm going to share with you today. As a matter of fact, I'll start off one punny joke asking you rhetorically, my friends, what is every elf's favorite type of music? Well, of course, my friends, that's rap music. Gonna be a lot more where that came from. I have my favorite radio friend here today, Bill McAfee. Yes, thank you for those cheers, Matt. We're gonna do a all economic update show with real estate, where we're gonna talk about El Paso County's real estate numbers, and the entire time, just like the wishful snowstorm we're gonna get, it's going to be dusted with snowflakes of Christmas punny jokes. We're going to get into Santa Claus jokes and, of course, the old Christmas tree jokes. But on a more serious side, we're going to talk about some of the strongest real estate markets this last year in the country, and also some of the weakest markets where buyers are calling the shots. We're also going to touch on some of the largest metro real estate markets in the country to avoid if you're a real estate investor or you're moving, and some of the strongest markets. But most importantly, we're going to have fun with you because I am a statistical junkie. I eat, sleep, and breathe real estate. So next to my higher faith in Jesus, and my best friend and wife of 25 years, and my children and family, then my church, my life group, my amazing Churchill Mortgage family. If you don't know, I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. Have been with them now. 2025 was my 10th anniversary. Many of you who have been following this radio show since 2012, when I was still owning and presiding over Garvin's Mortgage Group, the amount of blessing that I have received from Churchill is equal in amount to the amount of blessing I have reached and acquired from you, the radio listener. And most of all, above everything, is our health and our faith. And that's what I love the last show of the year about. Everybody has their emotional and exciting energy draw, and mine is real estate. I get to participate in the best part of that with the finance part where I get to know you. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. Ken Smith, my best professional friend and partner and team member here at Churchill Mortgage in Colorado Springs. Folks, we're very unique. If you listen to Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions, you should call me at 719-330-1457. You'll hear more of me this year on the Dave Ramsey Show as our economy starts to catapult with growth after April 15th. I really believe there's going to be some kind of blip or some kind of economic fart
no.
between now and then. Whew, thank you for that, Matt. That was smelly. Okay, time for a punny Christmas joke for a break. Oh, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house. Bada bada boom. More of that coming when Bill McAfee comes on the show. But letting you know right now that a huge blessing is in real estate, and I want to share that with you. I also want to know your subject that energizes you. I've helped so many individuals over the years navigate real estate investment and in the mortgage side of it. We get to know one another. I tell people like you and others that when you call me to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, we get to know each other during the process, but our friendship begins at the closing. I've got amazing friends like Marty and Donna, Dwight, Mary and Paul. The list goes on endlessly that I have worked for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, the relationship just keeps giving. I believe one of the first radio clients that I ever closed was with Paul and Nancy Wegeman. And now I have Paul and Mary, who I'm helping not only you, but your children, your adult children. And those are the relationships, those are the memories that I cherish the most. Because I honestly believe with every fiber in my body that real estate is the last remaining tool that you and I can use to catapult from lower middle class to upper middle class to even lower upper class. And we're going to do that with the economic update. I am going to read you a couple of the strongest seller markets in United States. And these are crazy cities that I would have never guessed. Rochester, New York is one of the hottest cities. Buffalo, New York, hot city. Syracuse, New York, hot city. Hartford, Connecticut. I can't believe you got two in California, San Jose and San Francisco. You've got Albany, New York, and then where my son is moving. This is a crazy city, seeing it has a crazy new mayor, New York City.
New York City!
But weaker markets where you can call the shots, there's two pages of this. But it doesn't surprise me. Some of the highlights are Miami, Florida. Florida is really under. All of the cities that really boomed in COVID have come down for a rough landing. Tampa Bay is in that mix. Of course, I'm surprised to see Nashville is in that mix because it's one of my favorites. But also you have Jacksonville, Florida, where my brother lives. You have Northport, Florida. You've got Charlotte, North Carolina. Some of the Texas. Austin, Texas, folks, is off over 15%. I just thank God on this list there is no cities in Colorado. I don't want to be too high or too low. Consistency is the best. But like cities like Louisville, Kentucky, that surprises me. Knoxville, Tennessee, that's not too far from Pigeon Forge. All of these and more, I want to talk everything's real estate, everything real estate economic update right after the break. I'm going to be returning with Bill McAfee and, of course, more punny Christmas jokes right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
She took the down home party animals who's stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night.
Mommy beans for dinner. No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cuss the cheese. Waiting there for Santa.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m. Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. We are covering the post-Christmas real estate economic update. I am finishing the year strong, Christmas strong, with Bill McAfee, who's going to come in the middle of this segment, interrupt me, be funny, and we will continue on. But I have the statistics of some of the hottest metropolitan areas and the weakest metropolitan areas in the United States. And then I'm going to finish here before Bill comes in with some of the top five places in Colorado to invest in real estate in 2026. And if you listened to my show last week, when I did the short-term rental investment property tax loophole segment, I'm going to be adding on to that next week with part two about how you can take advantage of real estate investment in 2026. We have the highest inventory in Colorado Springs. We have the highest inventory in Colorado, and we have the highest inventory of real estate in the country than we have had in the last 11 years. If that can't get you excited to invest in real estate, I don't know what can, because Warren Buffett says, when others are fearful, you should be greedy. And right now, consumer sentiment is down. So this is when you want to invest in real estate, because when we have a real estate and economic recovery coming after tax day, April 15th of 2026, it will be too late because the train will have already started leaving the station. So as far as home values, some of the top metro areas in the United States for overall increase are San Jose, New York City, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, which is obvious. I'm surprised, but Los Angeles. You have Boston, Riverside, California. Here's one that's amazing. Chicago, Illinois. Those are some of the areas increasing. The declining ones, this is crazy, folks, because these were the metropolitan areas that were booming during COVID. You have Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Raleigh, North Carolina, Houston, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, and Buffalo, New York. Those just blow me away, folks, because those were places that were appreciating 20 and 30% a year in COVID, and now they're paying the price. But here's some places, one of which I grew up in, that are the largest year-over-year rises in home values. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Median home, folks, is only $370,000, but it's a 4% increase. My God, the median house price here is $490,000. But you also have Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio, Hartford, Connecticut, Cleveland, Ohio. These are all Midwestern towns that didn't decrease a lot, but didn't skyrocket during COVID. And that just blows me away. Now, in Colorado here, I'm talking to you specifically about investment properties because values are off in Colorado. In fact, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, and Colorado Springs are really only the three biggest cities that don't have double-digit depreciation. Denver does, and many of the metro areas surrounding it, but also Pueblo does. So you have to be careful. But the top areas are Colorado Springs. There are some houses now, folks, that are $180 a square foot where you can get a median priced home. Even though it says $492, you can easily get a median priced home priced between $392 and $442. Number two is Longmont housing area. That is a fantastic one. Fort Collins, where my daughter's going to school, that's a very, very good place. It's crazy that the median property price there is $504,000. That's almost $10,000 more than Colorado Springs. And there's also potential in the Aurora housing market. Denver is crazy because portions of Denver are so deflated that their median price is down from the 600s down to the 545. And then, of course, like I said, Colorado Springs is in that list. So I'm going to start going through some of the biggest questions and statistics on the real estate economic numbers before Bill comes in here. I'm going to ask Bill exactly how we attack this median and average price. Because in Colorado Springs, like I said, there's only two areas, Fort Collins, and that's driven by the ever-growing popularity of CSU up there, and then Grand Junction on the western slope with oil and energy production coming back in there. Our average price this year is up 2.3%. It certainly doesn't feel like that on the street. Median price is up 1%, and there's a big blip up this month, which I'm going to talk and query Bill about that when he steps into the studio. And residential units sold by the grace of God this year were up 2.4%. So if you're a professional in the industry, a mortgage lender like I am, or a real estate professional, this is a great point of optimism for 2026. The biggest thing is just from last year alone, there's a 27% increase in inventory. And I'm going to talk a lot about that to Bill McAfee, because we've got, even in the off months, like these are the statistics for November, the lowest months in 2021 and 2022 and even 2023, we had less than 500 to 1,500 homes. Like right now, as we closed out November, we have 3,500 homes on the market. I mean, we have over 57 days. We're going on 60 days of inventory. And that's something that's got to change here. So as Bill McAfee makes his way into the studio, I am going to read just one more punny Christmas joke as he gets ready for the studio. I want you to answer this question for me. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the normal alphabet? It's pretty easy. The Christmas alphabet has no L. And Bill, on that cheesy punny joke, how the heck are you? Merry Christmas.
My God, you too. How are you doing?
Good, my friend. We had an amazing Christmas relaxation. Biggest Christmas ever, because next year we're spending in New York. How was your Christmas? What did you do?
Sweet. Well, I ate a bunch, and then I ate some more, and then had some food. Then I ate a little bit.
And then I went into food coma.
No, it was good. I was good. Santa gave me a lot of coal, which I needed because we got to heat the house, so everything worked good.
Did you spend it out on the ranch or somewhere else?
No, actually, part out there and part in here in town. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, got to see a lot of family. We were all getting together. We've had to get together the 22nd, and then here coming up after the first year, we're going to get with another part of the family and do a shrimp boil. So.
Oh, my God, a shrimp boil.
Yep.
This Christmas was unique. We just did our immediate two children who both came back from college and my parents, and that was it. And we had a blowout. I'll tell you later in the show, the presence of all presents. I got my son. I thought I'd never spend $1,000 for a Lego, but I did. But that's his graduation present. Next year, we're adult, drawing names, no more Christmas presents. So that was big. But in front of you, my friend, specifically for you, because I diverted other guests for you to do the post-Christmas.
All right.
You and I have punny jokes. Mine are highlighted. You're highlighted.
Okay.
So you pick any of those. You read through them.
All right.
A couple that you like, and you highlight them. And I'm going to read.
How many do you want me to do?
Well, I'm going to say a couple while you practice them in your mind, because if you're not funny, then I'm cutting off your microphone. So these are my Santa jokes.
All right.
Okay. How do the elves clean Santa's sleigh on the day of Christmas? Well, of course, they use a sanitizer.
I love that one.
Here's another one. Why did Santa Claus get a parking ticket on Christmas Eve? He left his sleigh in a snow parking zone. Thank you for that laughter. Now, come on. Let's go on a couple before we get an economic update. You give me one, and it better be funny, Mr. McAfee.
Oh, it'll be funny. Where does Santa's reindeer stop for coffee?
I have no clue.
Starbucks.
I like that one. Who's Santa's favorite singer? Well, Elvis Presley, of course.
Thank you very much.
What do the grapes sing at Christmas?
I have no idea.
'Tis the season to be jelly.
To be jelly. Okay, what do you get when you mix a Christmas tree with an iPad?
What do you get?
A pineapple.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Okay, one more, then we're jumping into the economic update.
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
I have no clue.
A cookie sheet.
I do like that one.
Here's one clear one for you, too. This is, what did the bartender say when the horse walked into the bar?
I have no clue.
Why the long face?
Not Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
But it is funny. Okay, this is the thing that I have for you, my friend.
Okay.
We both predicted that prices were going to continue to fall off. What in the heck, let's go right into it. What in the heck has happened to the median home price?
Well, you saw how big it was this month.
I can't believe that. It's
I do not have an explanation for it.
You really don't. No. Neither do I.
And it's not going to go negative. One month on this deal, I don't care what December looks like, it's not going to go negative. So, either one.
We are the only metropolitan area in Colorado. Fort Collins is close, and right. Grand Junction's close. But, I mean, in the last 2 minutes here, my friend, Denver is a buy market now because it went down so much.
Right, right. No, I honestly cannot tell you what drove that median. And really, Jay, I've always said I think the median's a better barometer for us than the average because we just don't run a boatload of units through like they do up in Denver. And so right now, it's still, I mean, if you just put it this way, especially in that 750 and up,
yeah,
we still have a shortage, man.
We do.
You know, it's when I look at inventory levels in there, you know, that million and above typically is 18 months. I think we only have 7 point something. And then that 750 up to a million is usually average, you know, would take about 12 months to move. We're doing it in about 5.5. So it's still we don't have the homes. And now, if you look at the total number of homes that are selling, 14% of the homes are selling 750 and up, and only 9% are zero up to 300. Obviously, it's hard to buy homes in that range.
Uh-huh.
But, the ones that are really going, and I'm still seeing prices increase dramatically in that 750 and above.
I know, and so, it's just shortage in the low luxury range. But I can't get over this. I have to say it before we go to break. Last year, in November,
yeah,
the median home price was $485, and now this year, it's basically $492.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that. I mean,
median, which means they are selling. I wondered if that's something to do with builders who are dropping off prices.
We'll talk about that next segment.
Are the prices going up? Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight.
Housekeeping?
Well, thanks for sticking around for the last show of Jay Garvin's Home Mortgage Talk for 2025. I'm here with Bill McAfee, and we are sprinkling a real estate economic update review with punny jokes. So continuing with the punny jokes, why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting?
Why is that?
Well, that's because they have too many needles.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Give me one, Bill. Throw it at me.
All right, here you go. What do Santa's elves learn when they go to school?
I have no clue.
The alphabet.
The alphabet.
There you go.
Bada bada boom.
Boom.
Hey, one more each. How about this? What's Santa Claus's favorite type of potato chips? Crisp Pringles.
Okay. All right, what do reindeer play when they have sleepovers?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. This is going to be naughty.
Truth or dare?
Oh,
truth
no,
or dare,
did.
Baby. I knew it. Spit it in the bottle. Let's spit it into this economic update,
right,
my friend. So talk to me because I have so many questions. What do you think about the active listings? I mean, we've got an off month. Here it is, finishing November, with 3,500 homes on the market. Does that surprise you that it's still that high?
No, I mean, if you look back and just go back into those summers of 21 and then 22, and then look at where we're looking at right now, it's continuing to climb back into where we're starting to get, you know, back into normal ranges. So, you know, we're finally getting back where we were in 2012, you know, as far as number of...
2013,
yeah.
Yep.
So it's... So, no, I'm not surprised at that. One of the things that we talked right before the break that is crazy, if people are looking at, now is a great time to look at new builds.
Yes.
Because I am seeing concessions, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen by a lot of very big builders.
They're insane, like $30,000 incentives.
Sometimes $40,000 and $50,000 on a $550,000 home.
And I'm just going to jump to the last statement of our last segment. Mm. I really believe because the median home sales up from 480 to 490, which neither you and I predicted.
No,
that's
no.
Against the trend. I believe, but don't have proof, that that has to do with these builders just aggressively getting rid of their inventory by the end of the year. Because you know the 31st of December is the almighty deadline for these builders. They will have people working with headlights on at midnight to finish these houses.
Yeah. No, and I think there's definitely validity to that. And it's kind of misleading a little bit because when you look at those kind of concessions, if that happens a lot, then, you know, homes are, it's kind of holding up a value almost a little bit where it's not
artificially
true to the value. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I just closed with the best closing company with, you know, I actually closed with Leslie instead of Sarah, but she said, Jay, you'd be amazed at the number of short sales spike that you guys have had.
Yeah, we're right now, by July, we had closed as many short sales as we did all last year. But to put it in historic perspective, we're still like, there would be, when we were in 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, we'd be running 350 a month. And we're probably, for the whole year, you know, going to end up somewhere around 40, 50.
That's just unheard of for the last 5 years. But when you said it is a good time to buy a new build, that's the case. But also with a pop of reality with these 40 short sales, how many of those are a direct generational connection to a new build?
You know, who knows on that? I'm not
sure. Well, the girl, when I talked to the girl, she's like, oh, 75% are new builds that are in their first 2 to 3 year cycle.
Wow, and they're losing their interest.
And military members, because the poor military members are upside down because they're financing in that funding fee. Yeah. So if you want to buy a new build, that's fantastic, but I'm telling you to put money down because you're going to get benefits, but also the house next to you that's going to be built in the spring is going to be at your value or less.
And I'm getting some pretty good information that the VA has held back on a certain number of foreclosures. So I do think that you're going to see some more foreclosures come into the market, and with that, that will bring short sales as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I do think that 26 will be a year that I would definitely look at assumptions. I would definitely look at short sales. I would look at new builds. And then the other thing, Jay, that's going crazy out there, they're not tiny homes, but they're small. You know, they call them the stack homes. They look like boxcars on top of each other.
Yeah, the tall skinny.
Yeah, and then they're also, well, it's funny, they're calling them stack homes now.
Yeah.
But the other ones that I'm seeing are
stack homes instead of, you know, tall skinnies are so yesterday's vocabulary. Well, I got to write that down. They're called stack
homes. Is what you're starting to hear them called.
Stack
and you know, there's some big builders out there too that aren't building. They're actually small. They're not stacked. And I mean, some big builders are getting into that. And I think you're going to see, because of prices, you're just going to see a lot more of that. Because in the per square foot, those same things are very expensive, but it's all people can afford. You know, especially your first time home buyer. And the small square footage are still running $360,000, you know, for
That's $300+
a
foot.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's not like per foot, it's still very expensive, but it's all people can qualify for.
Well, and let's talk about this, because this is the mystery for me, because before you came in, I went through areas in the country that have the largest year-over-year drop. And listen to these. And if in this 4 minutes, aren't these a list of the hot spots in the country during COVID? Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Miami, Florida, Orlando, Dallas, Texas, Jacksonville, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, and San Antonio.
Wow.
So
what are they saying about those?
These are the largest year-over-year drop-off in average prices.
Interesting.
So where Denver is the best at only 3% drop, you have Austin with a 6% drop.
Wow.
So let's you and I do the math on that. If you bought a property for $600,000 in Austin times 94%, that house is only worth $560,000.
Yep.
There's $40,000 of evaporation.
Yep.
So let's talk about this for 3 minutes, because this is important.
Okay.
How in the world is Colorado Springs in the last 2 minutes hit that ceiling of $500,000 but not really lost anything, with the exception of a little freak out dip in 23 when rates at 8.5%? How have we maintained that when other cities have not?
The only way that that can be explained is the builders are pushing their homes right now.
Okay.
And that, I mean, and there is still, when I look at inventory levels, we're getting back to normal. But I got to tell you, we're still, and people are going to say I'm crazy on this, it's a neutral market now, maybe leaning a little toward buyer. But if you look, we only have 4.2 months of inventory.
I know.
And 4.5 to 5.5 is normal. So we're still not back up to normal inventories.
And houses are moving still in less than 60 days on average.
Yeah, and we were just so spoiled there for a long time. You know, I think average days on market was 54 last month or something like that. 50 to 60 is normal.
Yeah.
And so we're coming back into a normal time. An interesting thing, Ted Jones just came in and did a...
I was there. It was an amazing presentation.
His was very interesting. Ted's a sharp guy, but he doesn't look for rates to come under 6.
No. No, they're not. They're not. Not until next year, maybe the first quarter, but it may backfire.
Yeah.
They're focused, I'm not going to get off on this, but they're focused on bringing the one-year short-term treasuries down because there's like $6 trillion of U.S. debt that has to be refinanced this year.
Yep.
And Trump is like, we got to get the rates down so we can actually have a savings.
No, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I think mid-year he'll be able to replace the Fed chair.
Yeah, that comes in May.
Yeah, that's
right. So this is builder and the fact I personally believe that we've got a good, healthy inflow of new residents.
Interestingly enough, Ted's data did not show that. But on the other hand, if I look at the inventory levels, it definitely, we're still not at a surplus. We're still at a bit of a shortage. And that continues. That, the new builders selling, you got the small homes that are, they are moving, those smaller ones.
Yeah.
So that alone, that is driving everything.
And I've helped several couples in their 20s. He's an engineer making $100,000. She's an esthetician making $60,000. They're buying $400,000 homes. Yep. And even Dave Ramsey says the math works. So, don't go anywhere. Bill and I are going to be back wrapping up the end of the year real estate economic update, and we're going to hit it hard in the front of the next segment with the last punny Christmas jokes of the season. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to honk you up.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Well, welcome back. This is officially the last segment of the Jay Garvin Show in 2025. I hope that you're having a great Christmas season. Have a very blessed new year. But it wouldn't be complete if we didn't finish with some punny jokes. So I've got some punny Christmas tree jokes. What month does the Christmas tree hate the most?
What's that?
Well, it's September, of course, because that's when they all fall down.
Go!
What do you got, my friend?
All right, can I pick any of them?
Any of them that are highlighted.
Okay, gotcha. All right, what do you get when you cross Santa with a duck?
No clue.
Christmas quacker.
Instead of what, a Christmas?
Cracker.
Oh, a Christmas cracker. Okay.
A quacker, not a cracker.
Okay, what was the Christmas tree's favorite shape? Oh, this is stupid. A triangle.
Oh, well, what do you call a broke Santa?
Oh, my God. This is sad. What do we call a broke Santa?
Saint Nicholas.
Saint
Nicholas.
Oh, Saint Nicholas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Where'd you find these, Jack?
You have to articulate here.
All right.
Okay. Why does Santa go down the chimney?
To deliver presents.
No, because it suits him. Okay, one more.
Here we go. What's Santa's favorite kind of candy?
No clue.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, my God. That makes sense.
There you go.
I was going to say the candy cane, but it didn't have a funny answer. Okay, finally, for me, what is Santa's dog's name? Santa Paws.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so let's finish up this economic update because, so here, they're saying in this order, here's the top five hottest markets in Colorado to invest in.
Okay.
Number one is Fort Collins.
That's surprising.
Yeah. 504 median value, but it has a large increase, but continues to draw, I guess, because of the college.
Gotcha.
Number two is actually Longmont Housing Market. That's a 636 median home price.
Wow.
And they're saying invest. Number three is Colorado Springs Market.
Right.
Where even with this 490 median, they're saying it's a good investment. And then I don't understand four and five, and they say the Denver housing market in Aurora. I don't see that because I think they're going to drop before they come up more, don't you?
Well, how much did you have the numbers on what they dropped already?
Yeah, I told you, 4% across the board,
right.
But regions like Aurora and stuff, they've been off 16%.
Right.
You know, all of those crimes and that trend.
Absolutely.
All of that stuff. But I can see Longmont and Lakewood have retained value.
Right.
Longtree is overpriced and stuff. But
right.
Finishing up here with the statistics.
Okay. You know, and looking through your end, we're not going to go negative. You know, average is
no, what do you mean we're not going to go negative?
Either median or average price. You know,
so
for a while,
this year, across the board, we can't talk about individual streets and neighborhoods, but if you've owned real estate in Colorado Springs, it's the same price as it was last year.
Average is up about 2.3, median's up at 1. And I don't care what happens in December, because I run a 12-month running average on this.
Yeah.
It cannot drop up enough to take it down under 1 to go into negative territory. So we're going to end up positive on both the average sales price and median sales price. So overall, your property has held its value in our market. What has happened is we're not increasing anything like we were up until the spring of 2022. When those rates went up, I mean, we were seeing 18% some years.
Yeah,
and we're not close.
Yeah, and it is crazy because you said this 4 years ago. There's going to be a time when the housing price hits a hard ceiling because of local wage.
Absolutely, and
we are hitting a hard ceiling at 500 median.
If
500
median,
median
that seems
500
to be
median.
Because it's not cracking out of that. That seems to be where that is.
And average is all over because you get a $1.5 million house across the street from mine that sold in 8 hours on Good Friday.
Right, right. No, that's why I think the median is a better picture of our market. Because if we, like I said, if we were moving 10,000 units a month, that'd be a different story.
Well, and it's huge, Bill, to understand that I track the numbers nationwide, and you only have 50% of metropolitan areas in the country that have been holding steady.
Right.
And most of them are in the Midwest. It's Wisconsin is hot. Chicago, Illinois is hot. Ohio is hot. Indiana is hot. All of the areas that didn't go anywhere in COVID, nobody wanted to go to the Midwest. Everybody was going to Florida, Texas, Carolinas. Even Tennessee. Nashville is a little bit overblown.
Absolutely.
And now it's off like a median of like 4%, which is higher than Denver's average off.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Georgia is obviously still doing well, and especially with space going there, you know, that market's going to do well. Ours, like I said, it's interesting in our market, but I do believe that, you know, with the wages that are being paid in our overall market, I think they showed about 100,000 or 110,000 median household income.
Yeah, 110,000 is our median household right now. And that's so, household,
absolutely.
Not individual, that's household.
And so when you look at rates at 6 and over, you can see how much people can afford a house, you know. So but the ones that we do have here coming, I can tell you this, they're coming with money. So the people who are coming here, you know, like in our assumption company, we're seeing them come in where they're selling in another spot, and then they're paying the gap on that assumption, and it's averaging over $100,000.
Last question, 1 minute. Do you see a change in the optimism, the economy, and the momentum that we have in the country?
I don't see it yet, but I do believe in the policies that are shaping up, and it's going to take a little bit of time for them to get here. So I think, you know, unemployment hit 4.7, and I still think we got a little bit of that to come because we're in a little bit of a cleaning house type deal right now.
We are.
And so
a lot of government jobs are disappearing.
Yes, they are.
And that hits the bottom line.
It does. And so I think you're going to have that at least through the first half, maybe even the first three quarters of next year. But by the end of next year, I really believe these policies are going to start paying off. And especially with the buildings going to be happening, the jobs are going to be coming here. There's a lot coming. And I think right now people just are, there's unknowns. And they, you know, people are finding out to admit the tariffs are working.
I know.
When they first came out, everyone was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know?
So my word is cautious optimism. So thank you all for spending this year with us. I could not have a better friend and a stronger partner to finish the year with, Bill. So I personally appreciate you. I appreciate Ronnie. I appreciate Ashley, your president, and my closers, Leslie and Sarah and everybody. But for all you radio listeners, real estate is my passion, mortgage, title, Bill's passion, education, but you are the ones that we focus on. This is why Bill does an economic update for real estate every single week and every single month, rather, for real estate agents. We appreciate you. We pray that you would have an amazing New Year celebration, and we will see all of you in the new year. Call me at 719-330-1457 if I can do anything at all to help you. And as I state at the end of every single show, I wish for all of you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. And most of all, if you have not found your passion, your calling, or your purpose, bend a knee right now. Pray to God that He would deliver that passion forward in you, because you, the radio listener, are my passion. Have a great celebration and Happy New Year. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Don't say